Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And today we're going to talk about the curious case of Photoshopped Kate. Before we get into that, we have to talk. There's a trend alert. And also, I have some traders tea that I think might be fun.
Oh, fun. Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that something that I noticed on my Discover page and also on the Oscars harkens back to the conversation that we've been having over the last 2 weeks about beauty, which is that I do see now that like the chopped, like the shoulder length choppy cut is in. And I want to say to your stylist that originally cut it the first time, because now you got your hair redone and it looks fucking awesome.
Thank you.
I see that I understand now that it wasn't necessarily like a bad cut. I actually think it's a very in cut that you got last time. It's just not what you wanted and it's not really you. But it actually is the thing that people seem to be going for in La La Land.
She did it poorly. The girl did do it poorly. It was very bad. And like when I got it fixed, it was a lob kind of, but I didn't want a lob. And when I got it fixed, the girl who fixed it at this very chic salon that I found in Dublin called Wildflowers, it's super cool. I stumbled upon the coolest salon in Dublin. It's really good. But she was like horrified. And I'm always so like, it really gets my juices flowing when I can get a new hairdresser to shit on the work of the previous hairdresser. Even if I liked the previous hairdresser, it just feeds something inside of me because I'm just a hater, I guess. And when they actually are like, oh, who did this before? I'm like, say more, say more, say more. Let's talk shit. Yeah. You know, it's just fun. So I gotta
say though, I don't think it's that you're a hater. I actually think it's that you actually have style and you feel like a hater. And that's like something you maybe even judge yourself about. Whereas like when another stylist is like, whoa, bad cut, you're like, I'm not a hater. It was a bad cut.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's validating.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bob is so in though.
But it's
and I was also talking in my group chat about how the Jennifer Aniston is in that like curled over, flipped out. Mine almost looks like that right now, but that's back in for the Gen Zers and the bob. Yeah. But like for me, a bob, no. I don't think for you either.
Molly, not for me.
Yeah. Like we need long hair.
I would literally be Toad from Mario Kart.
What I'm wondering though is like if all the Gen Zers start bobbing it up, start getting TBH mom haircuts, is long hair going to become the mom haircut? Do you know what I'm saying? Because skinny jeans now are the mom jeans. Like if you wear skinny jeans now, you look dated, you look old, you look 15 years behind the times. And is that going to be the case for long hair? I'm wondering.
Wow. I guess all I can think of, like the first thing that pops into my head is that meme that keeps going around about the Golden Girls are 52 and so is J-Lo. And they keep switching the hair from like short hair to long hair. And it's like, no, the long hair keeps J-Lo looking young. So I do think while like long hair may be a sign of like, you're not youth. I also think like if you have healthy long hair, that it will keep you looking more, this is me now, than I am on the Golden Girls now.
Yeah. I think evolutionarily, long hair is always a sign of like youth and fertility. And, you know, as much as we like to pretend we're above it, that is what at the end of the day we are all going for. So I guess
forever,
long hair has got to remain timeless. But all of our moms, why did all of our moms get the mom haircuts?
Right. I've never known my mom to have long hair, but I actually think she always, even whether it was in or out, kind of always had short hair.
Right. Like medium length.
Yeah.
Yeah. here's why they all got the mom haircuts. Princess Diana.
Oh, wow. What a segue. And I think you're right.
Yeah, for sure. Case closed. But okay, that was the trend alert. Now I want to tell you this real quick thing about the traitors. Sandra, who is very salty, salty Sandra, didn't make it to the end. She posted this video about how she was just like, she's belly aching. That's what she's doing about why she didn't win. And one of the reasons why she says she didn't win is because there was a smokers section. There was a smokers alliance that no one knew about and that no one ever acknowledged. And it consisted of Kate, Trishelle, CT, and MJ. Okay.
I love this.
I know. And Sandra's like, I sent it to you on Twitter, but you never check your tweets.
I never. Thank God. I don't even think it's on my phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't. It's not on my phone either, but I'm a sicko and I look at it on desktop. But anyway, she says like, they had an alliance. Her voice is so cute. I can't do the accent, but it's so cute. They had an alliance that no one knew about. And like, she's dead. You know how she's dead ass serious.
100%. Oh,
Sandra. Serious Sandra. So she posts this video and it's making the rounds where everyone's like, oh, that's why they all made it to the end and they never mentioned it, which, you know, it makes sense. It tracks because why was Trishelle never killed by Kate? It made no sense. But anyway, Kate Chastain responds. She said, first of all, I mostly vape. Second of all, the smokers always had a producer chaperoning them and their mics turned on so production could make sure they didn't talk game.
Well, but isn't everybody talking game either way all the time?
Well, even if they're not talking game, they're bonding and building an affinity with each other.
Can I tell you the reason that I actually started smoking pot was specifically because when I got to college, that was the fastest, easiest way to make friends, to have something to do socially when you didn't know anybody. I always, to this day, always have weed in a one hitter on me no matter what, because it was this way for me to ingratiate myself in the hang without feeling like a lame-o. Like, hey, can I stand here with you, girl?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I smoked it. I mean, I also smoked because I wanted to seem like French and chic, and I wanted to be skinny, which none of those things ever came to pass. But I minored in French, but I didn't become French and Forge. I definitely.
And you had some lean years. You had some lean years.
I did. I had my every dog has its day, you know.
Certainly.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing. I think that Kate, MJ, Trishelle, and CT, they were bonding while they were smoking, and it made them like each other more. Because the other thing that someone put out there, that the producers were very particular about who got to go into each room and talk to each other. They'd be like, three people go here, four people go here, and they would never allow the whole group to be together.
Huh.
Talking. Like, anytime the whole group was together, it was, you know, just walking to the cars where they'd be separated or walking back into the castle where they'd be separated. So the producers were very on top of them as far as who gets to talk to whom. So I think this was like, they probably, because they were smoking, they probably did end up spending so much more time together than anyone else would have. You know what I mean?
And it also, like, it doesn't even matter if the mics were on or they were like game playing or not game playing. It's like, there is a certain alliance. Like, that is why I did it freshman year of college, day one, because it was like, we have each other. Like, there's like a peeps building that is created in a smoker's circle that is open. It's not like exclusive, but it's kind of like there's that padding of like, oh, we're friends. Like, we're friends.
Yeah, you're in.
You know? I did pull up Sandra's chart as you were talking, just out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah. Say it. Go off, queen.
So this is interesting to me. So Sandra is a Leo sun, Sagittarius moon, so she's super duper fire, but her rising is in Libra and her Chiron, her wound, is in the sixth house, the work, daily life, like routines house. Her wound is in Aries, so I feel like what she's expressing right now is so this chart, because she's like, I'm a Libra rising, hypothetically, like, I get along with everyone, I should have been able, and she did, like, everybody liked her, she was charming to everybody, she actually is highly social, and she is that fire competitor, she is a Leo Sag, like, she is a fire competitor, but I think when it came down to it, what we're seeing as she's having literally a Chiron return in Aries is like, oh, when it comes down to it, like, Survivor's easier for me, because no matter how social I am, if it's every man for themselves, I got my back, but no one else does.
Yeah, And I do think it's funny that she's still so injured by the fact that she didn't win, that she is out here, you know, kind of spilling these production secrets and everything. It's endearing, honestly, because
it's very sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a real person. Because you get the sense of like, wow, she like, no, you're like a real person. Like, because we hold on to shit like that sometimes too. Like, it's not like, okay, get over it. It was a game. It's like, no, something is wrong.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Let's get to the picture that we've all been talking about, this photograph that Kate Middleton butchered, allegedly. Well, no, she says she did. She admitted it, so it's not even allegedly. Sarah, what were your thoughts when you first saw this photograph on Mother's Day, the British version?
Okay, so upon first brush, without zooming in, I stupidly assumed this was just an old picture. We know that she's recovering and that she's not out in the yard with the kids. I figured that she went back to the archives. You know, for the most part, unless you see it on my stories, the bathing suit pic wasn't necessarily from today. Like, sometimes you do a shoot and you get some good ones and you put them in the post later folder, you know?
Yes.
I thought this was from the post later folder.
Here's the thing. And they should have just...
Why did they do that?
They should have just let people assume that, but instead, in the caption, it was a camera emoji, William 2024.
Oh, my. Now, see, okay. I did not even realize that. Whoa.
Right, and it's like, why would you even date it? Because it would have been so, it looked like they were covering up for something, the fact that they dated it. Because,
no, Casey and I always used to say this on the Bachelor pod, because we never got the actual... catchphrase, right? But like, whatever you avoid, you shm avoid. Like, they I don't remember what it is. There's something that there's like some, like, if you avoid it, like, you can't, you know, doid it. I don't know. But like, yes. But it is. It's like if you, whatever you fear or whatever you try to avoid, like, just comes back. It's like, yeah, there's no need to put a photo credit or a date or under any circumstance. Unless you're like, no, it's from literally today. And it's like, okay, you're lying.
Right. And so immediately people were saying, oh, it couldn't have been taken in March because there's no leaves on the trees in England in March. These people are all American. Yes, there are leaves on the trees in England in March. Like, it depends on the tree, but just, you know, shut up, Nancy Drew.
Pick your pickiness, folks.
Yeah, that wasn't really the tell, but the tell ended up being these horrific, horrific Photoshop flubs. Right. Just, you know, window panes bent every which way, tiles not lining up. Sleeves hacked in twain.
That's where at first I was like, everybody, because my initial instinct was like, everybody leave her alone, like, who the fuck cares, like, whatever. The sleeve was my big, like, okay, this is photoshopped. But then it got me thinking, how photoshopped is photoshopped? Because it's like, was she actually having a genuine creative exercise in like a blank canvas and then like putting the pieces in? Like, why? Like, I don't understand a lot of the edits. Like, when we see Kendall Jenner's giant foot, we get that there was like some sort of elongating going on. Well, you know what I mean? When, wow, her hand is the size of her head. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, Khloe Kardashian, like, wow, the background's wavy. Gotcha. You cinched your waist. But like, this was one of those photo flubs where it was like, what was she like? Was she literally like highlighting each individual character and putting them in some kind of a graphic design class at the Apple store? Like, what's going on?
Right. So what happened next was all the news wires, the photo agencies that had been issuing it as, because what happens is they send this whenever they issue a new photo that's meant to be news, they send it also to the photo agencies and they distribute it.
But now, you're saying the palace.
Yeah, the palace. So once the photo agencies, which again are journalistic, realized that it was so fucked up and edited that they couldn't even verify that it was news anymore. It could very well have been fake news. That's when they started recalling it. And that was Sunday night. So that is the most damning part, because like I've done a lot. I did a big story on retouching in paparazzi photos and how people get away with that. Yeah. So the
link,
thing is,
link below, I hope.
I know it was for Newsweek, but The photo agencies, they will, if the photographer does a little smoothing, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, they don't look out for that. They're going to run it. The other thing, though, to remember is the photographers have no skin in the game for that. So they're not doing these crazy edits because they're right. journalists. They're not PR photographers. So, right. yeah, they might smooth something out a little just in hopes that their photo gets picked by more outlets. But they're not cinching people's waists and making people look fake. But some of the like if Getty Images noticed a wavy background, they would say, are you kidding? No, we're not selling this. Like, we're not distributing this photo. So then the photographer would have to go back and fix it because Getty Images doesn't want to be running. They don't want to be selling to these outlets, to these news outlets, doctored photos that are no longer even, you know, accurate representations of real life.
But wait, can you clarify something for me?
Yes.
In my mind, okay, so I didn't even know that there was sort of like a, I mean, I guess like one could assume, but like, I didn't know that there was like a protocol to like the palace sends it to Thier and then they send it. Were these photos paid for? I thought Kate tweeted it. And in fact, it is fake news because she added a fake citation for no reason. Like, but did any publication pay for this photo?
Most likely it would have been included in their subscription to a photo distributor. So okay. I keep saying Getty just because it's the one that I always used, but right. Getty wouldn't have been distributing this probably. But
like, didn't Kate distribute it herself?
Yeah, but you're not gonna, if you're a publication, you need the photo to be a certain size in order to republish
right.
it.
Okay.
And you're not just gonna screenshot it off of Twitter or Instagram because the quality will be horrible.
Correct.
So
okay.
that's yep. why KP Kensington Palace will send that photo, the KP. Real image, to these photo agencies such as Getty. And then the news outlets that subscribe to Getty can download it. So mm-hmm. we know that it was sent to the agencies because some people, I don't know if you know this, were able to go into the photo and look at the metadata and see
what?
When. Yes, see when exactly she edited it. It wasn't that revealing, but they did. And it was Friday night and Saturday morning. Those were the two different saves before the photo was published and sent out on Sunday.
I'm going to say, number one, that's a really helpful reminder for me just in terms of nudes. But, and really good cry selfies, whatever, depending on who I'm guilting. But, I feel like this whole thing, okay, true or false, this whole thing would have been avoided had she not given a photo credit and dated it, right? Like,
no,
because, well, but I feel like look, if I was a mom, and in fact, when I post pictures of my mom, most of them are not from today. Like, happy Mother's Day, mom. And I will post a picture of her looking fierce from 10 years ago. Or I'll post a picture from us when I was a baby. Right? Like, so, and everyone.
But I get what you're saying, but
The whole thing is, like, the reason this is the whole thing is because she's quote unquote missing.
Right, but the Photoshop issues were so glaring that even if they hadn't put a year on it, people still would have seen those issues. Like, they still would have seen the inconsistencies and everything.
Right, why didn't she just use something from the favorites folder? Like,
It begs the question of how much all of their previously issued family photos are edited. And some people were saying, you know, it's really hard.
Oh my God, even think about that. Fuck.
Yeah, some people were saying it's really hard to get three kids to look at the camera at once. And it's like, yeah, well, yeah, but like,
they're not infants.
You're sending out something as news. Like, it needs to be real and accurate because you are the family that represents this country. And like, don't you think it's a little bit fucked up to have this edited image of perfection that's just going to make other people feel inadequate? Like, that's why, I mean, I don't blame anyone who's doing that for their own photos, for their own private use. But when you're passing it off as news and documentation of a family that
right.
is like part of history,
right, it's a straight up lie.
Yeah, you can't pass that off as news. The craziest thing that I saw someone point out was that there is a seam, a visual seam almost, running where, like, right beneath her collarbone. Like,
I'm pulling it up.
You can tell that the hair in the bottom of the hair doesn't match the top. And so you can kind of tell that it looks like she's she just copy and pasted her face from another photo. And the thing is, there's like a vortex of darkness around her head, which makes it like the perfect crime. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it looks maybe she even darkened the area around her head even a little more just to pass it off as being in there. So then the other thing people are saying is she looked very different in the car the other day. And how could it be the same person? And to that I say, have you ever been hungover? Have you ever seen a picture, the picture I made of myself the day before my C-section and the day after? Like,
that is a good example, actually.
The fluid in your body does insane things. So I don't think that that car photo automatically disqualifies her from potentially looking normal a week or so later. But
what about the brick theories?
What's the brick theories?
They're saying that other photos taken like from that day show that the photo that she was in is different. Like the background of that photo was different than the background from the other photos taken of that car or something.
Oh, that's a different car photo. That's the one where you can only see the back of her head.
Oh.
Yeah, which is also super sketchy. Yeah.
But same vein. This is all kind of in the same vein of like.
Yeah.
They are trying to. I mean, I guess like to me, this all gets chalked up to like ultimately like they maybe they could use a tree pain of their own. Maybe they could use like a new PR face in it's like this is just like old people running it by really old people right before you put it to print. It's like, yeah, they're not gonna catch every single thing and they're not even thinking about Photoshop. It's like there just aren't any like current modern voices just like checking things before they get sent a little
I'm
bit.
I'm so glad you brought that up. It's so true because we have
that's all it is.
People think that they have this, you know, gigantic building of people doing their PR and doing all their bidding and all their communications. No, it's like a couple guys who are being so underpaid. They could make so much more money going private. These are publicly funded positions that people are doing.
Right. This is like the PBS. This is like the PBS of the UK.
Right. They're the people that are doing these positions are in it for the love of the game. You know, like they're not necessarily the most competitively paid top of their game professionals. And there's not a ton of them. And like, that's why this keeps getting botched over and over and over again. And also, I would say that's probably why this horrible Photoshop job even went live, because either nobody noticed, which is totally believable, or nobody wants to say to the princess, hey, you jacked up the picture.
Okay, but that's fucked up. Like, if you, if you really are doing it for the love of the game, it's your job to say, hey, there's spinach in your teeth. Your job is to protect them from looking fucking dumb. Like,
I know, but you don't know what, like, we don't know what they're like behind the scenes. And there is a level of deference. This isn't the kind of thing where it's like, you know, a pop star or an actor. This is a person who's going to be head of state one day.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Like, this is, right. It's like, it's actually like almost even higher than government power.
Yeah, it's just a different thing where they actually are going to be.
Yes, Kate. Very good, Kate. Here's the photo from Kate. Yeah, very good.
Right. Like, they actually are going to be a little nervous to be honest with these people.
I just feel like that's a bummer to me, because the best shot that Wills and Kates have of keeping the monarchy going is that they're actually like dotting their I's and crossing their T's. Like, the royal T's.
Right. But, and not be completely, utterly fake. Like, it's really I think the thing that led this to this happening is the perfectionism. And
yes.
Just, you know,
but whatever you avoid, you should avoid.
Right. She's been undone by her own determination not to ever crack in public. Do you know what I mean? And so on the Monday morning, she released a statement. I do, at like most amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I believe it 100%. A lot of people are saying like, no, it wasn't her.
Everyone does.
It was someone. it was someone else. Like, no. The dumbest thing I saw was people who were like, oh, really? William took the photo and she edited it? I don't think so. And I'm like, oh, you mean every straight couple in the world?
Bro.
The woman makes the man take the photo and then you grab the phone back and edit it.
Ever heard of an Instagram husband?
Right.
Hello.
It's like really not a smoking gun at all.
So the first question I have, because there were two things to me that are conspiracy theories of my own that I have not seen printed anywhere else, but these are my own thoughts. But the one question I have first is, if she did edit this photo herself, which I actually completely believe based on everything you're saying, even more so, like, you're so right that, like, the only way that this would have gone when Khloe Kardashian, yeah, like, posts a photo and her arm is, like, dripping into the pool, it's because she's sitting there on her phone and she did it herself, right? But in this case, right, it has to go through a bit of a series of checks and balances, but because the power imbalance is so great, there's not really checks and balances, and also nobody's getting big checks, if you know what I mean. So there's not a lot of balance. Okay, yeah. So, oh my God, that's such a good joke, accidentally. Balance in the bank account. Okay, but so anyway, what about the wedding ring piece?
She wasn't wearing her rings. She's swollen. She had surgery. I didn't wear
my... Okay, I guess, okay, let me back it up. This photo, what do you think, like, is this a photo that was taken that day that she edited? Is this a photo that she is putting together from a bunch of things? Like, what do you think, what does Molly Malshine think the origin photo looked like versus what was printed?
Okay. I think I do sort of believe the theories that this was taken maybe in November, but actually no, because then there actually wouldn't be leaves on the trees. Never mind. There's a theory that it was taken in November, and it was actually the first and biggest bit of evidence she had was so dumb. I can't even, she found, like, Kate is wearing a turtleneck sweater in the photo, and this woman ID'd it as one specific turtleneck sweater.
I'm looking at the photo. How could you possibly?
Right? Please. And she's saying, oh, it only comes in cream, and she edited it to be blue. And it's like, no, actually, there's
infinite
turtleneck sweaters that you can buy in the world. But I think what happened is, she might have taken, I think she spliced in her face from a different photo. It was not the Vogue cover. I will tell you that. It was not the Vogue cover.
Hold on. When you say splice herself from a different photo, either way, though, this photo wasn't taken on Mother's Day.
No, it wasn't taken the morning of Mother's Day.
This is not a photo that was taken that she put something into. She took an old photo and then replaced some of its parts.
It could have been a week old, you know, like.
Sure. Yeah.
All it says is 2024, which again was really dumb of them to even put that because I don't even know if I believe that it was taken this year. But like, I just think it was a photo that was previously taken. Obviously, she was editing it on Friday and Saturday, and she put her head in from a different photo. I don't know whether it was a different take of the same photo or a different time of her life altogether. But like I said, it wasn't the Vogue cover. That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And because, I also, when you look side by side, it's not the Vogue cover. I mean, that is right, her smile, but it's not the same photo. I mean,
right. Like, guess what? She actually, that's her smile. That's what it looks like.
Right. 100%.
The lighting is so different in the Vogue cover from the lighting on her kids.
Right.
This
is natural lighting. This was a photo that was originally and then doctored, but taken outside.
Yeah, the Vogue photo was also outside, but it was like magic hour lighting. So it would have taken someone so good at Photoshop to change that lighting to match that photo. And someone that good at Photoshop would not have left all those other errors then. So the Vogue cover is not, that's a non-starter also.
This is so interesting, actually. I didn't think it was that interesting. And now we're talking about it. And I'm like, I'm genuinely curious, not in a like, Look, I just want to be super duper clear. What I think is going on is that Kate had abdominal surgery and that she's in recovery. And I don't think it's anything deeper than that.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think one of the thoughts that I had, so there were two thoughts that I had that were, so conspiracy theory from Sarah Armour, number one, is this is proof that everything is true because she's on a lot of painkillers. Like, if there was any time that you were going to flub some fucking Photoshop work, it would be when you're sitting in your bed on painkillers being like, I think I made art. I think it's good. You know, I feel like that is, I relate to that in terms of what I've done, some of my worst Photoshop work. Okay. But it, I mean, it feels like a fall photo to me. And I just don't, I don't like, even like I'm looking at some of the things that are circled in the media as this is clearly Photoshop. Now, to me, the sleeve was the thing. But like, yeah. Okay, here we are. I'm zooming in right now on Louis's little hand. What's wrong? I don't really see all of the, like, in Louis's little hand, where he's doing that little, like, finger cross thing.
Right.
Like,
I don't think
AI clearly created this. It's like, no, that's what kids do with their little hands.
Yeah, kids are weird. They do weird kids shit with their hands. And why would you edit that in? That part didn't look edited to me.
Right. If anything that you were going to edit, it would be, like, make me look thinner, make us look like we're happy. But I wouldn't edit in, like, and cross Louis's fingers so it's authentic. It's like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really weird. Do you know what could be, and now I'm getting conspiratorial?
Let's do it.
One of the things that she might have edited in, and why, because the big question is, why are there so many flubs around the whole thing?
Right.
I'm thinking it's because maybe the photo is so old that the kids have different configurations of teeth now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Since kids lose their teeth all the time and regrow them and all this shit.
So she was like, oh, this is a place where there's like three mannequins in the right positioning that I can work with in terms of swapping heads in and out.
Right. That's what I think happened. I think.
Wow.
I think the bones of the photo were recent and then the faces were swapped in and out. And that's why there's so many inconsistencies throughout, to which I would say, like,
go, girl.
No, don't go.
I mean, don't go. But I just get where she was like on. Look, I, too, am victim of hubris. OK, sometimes. Sometimes I look back and I'm ashamed, but like sometimes I like record the sound of the like tick, tick, tick of the walk sign in my phone. And then I'm like, you are walking down the street. Like sometimes I, you know what I mean? Like sometimes I too feel, with all the tools available to me on my little phone, have the ability to garage band myself into stardom. And like, especially if she's on painkillers and she is bored and she's like, I am about to be the queen and I demand this. Show my work. I still sing the song that I wrote when I was 10 to people that I think was underappreciated then. Like, I feel like she on painkillers was like, I made something good.
She thought it was a good one.
She thought it was good.
She thought it was a good one. And like, I get it. And I also get the pressure that they're under to seem perfect. But this, I hope this is a lesson to her and her staff. Like, no, actually you can't do that. Like, you can't be perfect. You have to submit the photo that looks the way you really look.
Well, how ironic though. It's like, you have to submit, period. Right.
Yeah. Like, if you want to be the queen in the castle who gets all the money and never has to ever apply for a job ever in her life, like, you actually have to in this day and age, you have to be like, and I'm also a real person, if you want that to actually fucking happen.
So what you just said, the thing that I was thinking, and then you said day and age, I want to throw this out there, and then I have one other conspiracy theory I want to throw at you, but this day and age is the key, because like, I sort of feel a little bit that, of obviously, like, without meaning to, it's possible that Liz, the longest reigning queen, Grandma Liz, Lil Bet, I think it's possible that she fucked them all in the ass forevermore, because she had the unique opportunity to be pre-internet queen. And so a lot of the rules that she put in place in terms of like, this is how we do it, were appropriate for the time, but like, she was sort of a relic. I mean, she lived way long. She lived way long. So long, in fact, that there might not even be a Sun King for very long left, right? Like, everybody's elderly other than William. And so her method of this is how we queen it isn't actually possible anymore. It's just straight up not possible.
Yeah.
like, she sort of fucked them in terms of, like, this is how we do it. We keep calm. We carry on. We look abnormally emotionless. And everything's good. We're all fine. All good. All good. All good. And it's like, well, but no, like, we have the internet. And, bitch, you didn't have Photoshop. Liz, if you had Photoshop, you might have done something with your neck.
Right. Like, it's definitely untenable. And it already was untenable even, right, like, toward the end. I mean, everyone in the UK was so deferential to her just because she had always been there. But, I mean, you know, as an outsider. Right, exactly, though.
But she was always there. She had the longest reigning queendomship of all time.
As an outsider, you were like, okay, what?
Right. And that's like, whatever. She's a grandma. Like, don't fight with grandma.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, now it is definitely going to be, they have to figure out how they're going to do this. I think if she was.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Still alive, they wouldn't have even put out a statement that Kate was getting surgery. They wouldn't have even
really
done that. Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They would have, that was already like so much more detail than she and the people of her generation and before would have ever put into anything.
Wow. Well, I feel like I did read something recently, and I may have had this in like a fever dream. It is Pisces season, but so like correct me if I'm wrong. But like, I'm almost positive I read something that was basically saying, like, for the last 10 years of her life, she was actually wheelchair ridden. But if she showed up in public, she showed up with a cane walking. Like, she would never let anybody know that she was actually in a wheelchair even.
That's psychotic. Sorry.
But I think, is it true? Wait, is that psychotic as a rumor or psychotic as a way of being for Liz?
No, as a way of being. I don't know if it's true.
But that's what, I think, but that makes sense to me though. Like, I think she was sick for a long time and we just
didn't sense. It makes complete sense. And it matches up with her character, what we know about it. Absolutely. And I don't think it's healthy.
Well, it's not healthy. It's not healthy. Yeah. Jinx. It is not healthy. Right. I think what
to
Will
hide
is
like that, to hide the truth. Like, we got over that during FDR times, you know what I mean? Like,
because
he had polio, and now it's like unheard of that you would hide something like that. It's and that the press would collude to hide something like that, which they did during FDR's time.
And but, I almost feel like Kate maybe thought that in this case, because of the precedent that had been set before her, that she was like, whatever, I'm the freaking almost queen. Like, whatever I said is law. And it's like, no, Kate, you created your own, like, it actually is fake news.
Right. She created a fake news photo. And that also does just speak to how completely out of touch these people are. Like,
well, that's where I like to think she's on heavy painkillers.
Yeah, I think I hope so, because that would make
I
a
hope
lot
so.
Of sense.
That's that the only thing that would make me feel better. Yeah.
Right. And then that just buttresses my theory that the staff is terrified to actually stand up to them, because why is the staff letting someone on fucking Quaaludes and Oxycontin? They don't have any of the good stuff in London. She's probably on, you know, Tylenol. Yeah. But like
a lot of time.
Right, like
Tylenol and Advil.
Someone who's totally zonked should not be, you know, editing the photo, that the big proof of life photo that, you know, didn't even need to be posted. Like, they really could have just posted old pictures, like you said.
So you want to hear my conspiracy theory?
Yeah, sure.
William is a Cancer Mancer, double Cancer. Catherine is a Capricorn Cancer, right?
Don't I know it?
Don't we know it? I'm a Capricorn Cancer. Molly's a Capricorn. So we are living this, sort of embodying this in the plebeian way. I sort of think, that Kate is still, this is like totally like, again, like tell me if I'm way off here. I kind of, and like, yeah, this is not news. Anybody listening that thinks of Molly as like a journalist, this is not that. I sort of think.
But I would love a job.
Sure. But join the Patreon and then it'll be enough. I sort of think that Kate, like the whole clash between the Harkles and the, what are they, the Whales?
The Waleses, yeah.
Tough name, but okay. So the Harkles versus the Whales. If it's true that after that one outing that they did together where Meg borrowed Kate's lip gloss, they've really never got it right since then, and that like Kate is still hung up on Chelsea the Drunkie or whatever, I sort of feel like Kate on some level might be loving getting attacked by the press, because I think on some very low-key subtle way she wants to be like, hey Meg, it ain't you, baby. Like, this is like you're not special. This wasn't racism. This is the job. Like, but I'm getting hit with the press left and right too. I'm getting harassed. I'm getting stalked too.
Sarah, you're doing my biggest pet peeve. It's not the press doing it. It's social media. But
the press actually pulled the photo.
Yeah, you're right. Specifically is not saying really much of anything is suspicious about this.
You know? And that's actually been the drum you were beating the whole time, even with Meghan and Harry, which is like, it wasn't necessarily the press that was slamming Meghan. It was just social media.
Well, the press was slamming Meghan. They were doing things to Meghan that they wouldn't have done to Kate, for sure. But they did do those things to Kate when she hadn't married in yet, because it's a hierarchy. So whoever's lower ranking gets thrown under the bus whenever, you know, just someone needs to write something interesting. They go for the lower ranking people because
it's like varsity versus JV.
Right. Sorry. And if they're and what they should do and what the palace should have done with Meghan and Harry is they should have said, hey, knock it off, because the reporters would have listened and the editors would have listened with the nasty stuff that the few nasty things that did come out of like publications. They actually do listen to the palaces and they actually probably could have done something about it, but they seemingly didn't. And now like the actual publications are not doing anything like disparaging about this Kate thing. They're like, all of the stuff you see is from American publications. It's not from British ones.
Also from like Australia, I'm for whatever reason really plugged into YouTube Australia news. Mm-hmm. Like I'm getting a ton of Australian takes on this. So like Australia, it's so funny that I even like am in on this. It's so stupid. I listened to this whole Australian Today show timeline of like the Curious Kate of Kensington Palace.
Yeah.
And it all started actually in like September of 2023 when she had an injury on her fingers. And they go through this like whole long thing.
Wait, I forgot about the finger injury. That is
so
weird.
Can you give me a little bit of information about that? Because when I was watching, I was like, should I have my guard up? Like, hey, those Australians are really far away. Or like
she just showed up to an event with a Band-Aid on her finger. I don't know.
No, stop. It was a bandage on two fingers. It was two bandages. And she said it was because she was bouncing too hard on the trampoline. But then weeks later, the fingers were still bandaged.
So what are people saying? They're saying what?
They're saying that there is something really, really wrong with her health. And then they were also, okay, so the timeline basically went the fingers continued to be bandaged. Then it was like Kate maybe did or did not show up to some event. And then it was like Kate went into the hospital and no one visited and no one came and we never even saw her leaving. So there's a lot of Australian theories right now in the mix down under saying, nah, Kate has not even left the hospital. She's unwell in a way that we couldn't even possibly imagine how bad it is. And that, like, she's still in the hospital.
We have imagined how bad it is. Because we have imagined.
There's also like Kate deepfake porn. We've all imagined everything.
We, on this very podcast, imagined that it's an intestinal surgery. Crohn's disease, which if you have it for your whole life, weakens your bones.
Oh.
It's just, it literally is what they said it is.
I think it is what they said it is too. Yeah.
It's intestinal surgery. They said abdominal specifically. It's intestinal. All of the recovery times line up. It makes sense that your bones would be weaker if you have Crohn's disease. It makes sense why they don't say it, because it's embarrassing. It's poop stuff.
I mean, I agree with that completely. My only hope. What was that Mandy Moore movie?
Oh my God.
Her cancer movie.
Remember?
I'm like crying thinking about it. Fuck. Talk about Trishelle. Same zone of time. Oh man. But my only hope is that she's just on heavy meds, because otherwise this is a dumbass thing to do. Cancer, Capricorn, you and I both, Mal, we know better. Like, there's no reason. You could have posted a picture. You could have posted a carousel, Kate, of the three moments that your babies were born for Mother's Day. You have no reason to come at us with an I'm all good.
But
when you're clearly not.
Everyone would have flipped out if they did post old photos. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Because they would have been like, where is she? She's dead. Everyone thinks something. You know what I mean?
Recovering, you assholes.
Yeah, but they don't believe it. I mean, this is what she should do. She should literally have a press conference or like a sit down interview.
She fucking slaps her fucking colon bag and is like, get real, you assholes. Fuck you for asking me to do anything more than this.
Exactly. Like, if I were her, I would be so tempted to just be like,
yeah,
come out swinging and be like, yeah, I had to shit in a bag for
and
3 months.
And fuck you.
Yeah, like, go fuck yourselves.
That's Elizabeth's nightmare. But in the modern day era, it is sort of the Bob of the times. It's like, if you can have a Gigi Hadid thin face Bob, do it. But not everybody can. But if you're the princess, I think what you're saying is exactly right, which is like the old precedent that was set was like, keep calm and carry on and nothing's wrong. And I don't even need a wheelchair. Even though it's like, you're in a wheelchair, bitch. I think if Kate and Will want a shot.
Wait, hold on one sec.
Keeping the monarchy going. They need to be fucking Gen Z real about everything. My only hope.
I'm so sorry. I was so jazzed that we were really doing a no edit ep, but.
It's okay. This is a simple edit. This is a very simple edit. Also, Daphne is looking cute as hell right now.
I know, she's the best.
What a funny little bitch. I love you, Daphne. I'm glad she woke up for this. It actually wouldn't be the same without you, Dee.
Yeah.
In-house producer. In-house producer, baby. You and Will. Oh, wait. Well, okay, put a pin in it, but Will Smith tried to get the Oscars and they denied him.
Oh my God, really?
He wanted to see Gosling do Ken.
That's funny. I would have too, but good. They
not
should.
Only is it so funny, but it's like the gayest shit I've ever heard.
I love it. Sorry, what were you saying?
I literally have no idea. I'm pretty sure I was saying that Liz just fucked everybody. I think Liz fucked everyone. I think, let me just say this per the astrology, what I think is so fun is that this photo came out on the Pisces new moon.
Get into it.
The sun and the moon are in Pisces, but they're conjunct Saturn. Consequences, boundaries, restrictions, reality. So it's like, it's so Pisces to be like, look at this fucking photo. For a Photoshop to be fucking bad during Pisces season, especially on a Pisces new moon, is like par for the Pisces course. But because Saturn's there, it's like, no, there's consequences for your bad chop job, bitch. Like, you cannot get away with.
Yeah. And can I say that the Pisces of it all buttresses your hypothesis that she's on drugs?
Right. And to that point, not only was the Pisces new moon conjunct Saturn, we still also have the planet Neptune in Pisces. And Pisces is the sign of, like, when we're talking about substances, it's everything is duality in astrology and in life. But it's like, not only is it substance in terms of, like, substances, like, give me that crack. I don't know if I could say that, but I just came out. I've never done crack, just as a record. I just came back from the doctor, substance is in terms of like the sauce, but substance also in terms of like the actual thing that you're, and especially with Saturn, the thing that you're materializing substantially, right? So with Neptune and Saturn and the sun and the moon, there's this like reality check going on, but it's also with that double Piscean flair with Neptune there of like kind of confusing and wishy-washy and messy.
Yeah. And I just have to say, she has every right to be on drugs. And I'm talking about.
I hope she. I pray that she is. I hope they're sending it to her from the U.S. I want to send her some.
I know. I just, yeah, like someone should have stepped in and been like, okay, this is great, and just sent out a normal picture, you know?
Right. It's not even like intervention vibes. There's nothing to say to Kate, but it's like, just save her ass, please.
Yeah.
But to the larger point too, especially with Pluto moving out of Capricorn into Aquarius, it's so interesting to me that the news came out of both of their ailments on the Leo full moon, where Kate and Charles, both Leo risings, are sick. Pluto had just moved into Aquarius. So even though Kate is a Cancer Capricorn, she's also a Leo. And this is also just like an astrological point for everybody across the board, but Kate
across
is a
the
good
universe.
Across the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till I send you my songs with me and the fucking stop sign. But like, but what we're seeing now, like when Pluto moved into Capricorn in 2008, that was the beginning of what would be a 18-year transit of Pluto through Capricorn, where the beginning and the end, I mean, a good story, it always bookends. It always bookends, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the beginning of a bookend conversation. And so when we're talking about Pluto in Aquarius, Kate and Charles are Leo risings. We're talking about their relationship with relationships. The seventh house isn't just your romantic relationship. It's also just your relationship with other people. The first house is you. The seventh house is you and them, whoever them is. So I think Pluto moving into Aquarius in both Charles and Kate's house, seventh houses, or at least seventh house area, has them both in a position where they need to redefine, but oftentimes through the very difficult Plutonic destruction before reconstruction phase. Like, I think that both Kate and Charles, in a very Leo rising way, are both playing the part of trying to reconstruct the palace's relationship to the public. And I also think it's fascinating that we have Kate and Charles, both of their midheaven, their legacies are in Taurus, where we have Jupiter and Uranus. So there's an expansion energy. We're all looking for Kate. But then Uranus, it's like, and we're all like, it's your Photoshop. Like, it's like it's not just like this expansion. Like, we're all looking at, all eyes on Kate, all eyes on Charles. But it's also like Uranus, like, but wait, what? So they are actually... I guess I'm a monarchist now, just in terms of what they can teach us about the living reality of astrology, because they really are living the transits where it's like, yeah, there's this heightened interest in like what's going on with Kate. And then with Uranus there, it's like, bitch, you can't even Photoshop right now. I can't believe that she was this sloppy. And all I can think is that someone from the United States, I mean, look, they were like, Pippa's on vacation. So-and-so's on vacation. It's like, if they're on vacation, it's because they're getting Kate the good drugs and they're sending them, and she's going to do a bad Photoshop because of it. And then thank God.
I hope so. I know, the fact that like her sister's on vacation just proves that nothing really overly dark is going on. And
well, but or is that the point?
What do you mean?
So a lot of the conspiracy theories that I've come across are saying Pippa is doing I'm pretending all good trip so that you all think all good. How bad could it be? I'm on vacation.
Why would Pippa be in cahoots with whoever is fucking Kate over?
Kate over. It's Kate to say, make sure they know nothing's that wrong. She might have lost a leg.
She did not. Okay. Well,
of course she did not. Of course she did not. I literally think she's just like an adult person, mom, like recovering from it. A surgery. Like, I actually agree with you completely. Like, I don't think anything's going on, but I do have to think that her bad, like, maybe it's just like the same, maybe it's equivalent to like all the emojis Britney Spears uses and all the spaces she puts after periods in her Instagram posts. Like, maybe they're now just, no offense, Mal, but maybe now they're just mom vibes. You know, like, maybe Kate is no longer party girl Kate and she is just like, I'm a mom and I can be on Instagram too, Kate. You know, it's like, I don't know. Like,
why is that mom vibes?
Because moms are bad online, traditionally.
Ugh.
Sorry.
It's not moms, Sarah. It's older people.
Sure, but in other than this generation, but they're usually moms because they have to be. The last thing I'm saying, just to like round this out, for all my girls out there who have dumps like a truck, I cannot look like I'm not wearing skinny jeans under any circumstance.
Sorry, can you say that again? Daphne is like having screaming practice. She's fine. She's literally just...
No, she's actually healthy and great. Yeah, she looks
awesome.
Yeah,
she's like... She screams. Yeah, she screams for fun. She just sits here and she's like... Wah!
Yo, same, bro. Same, bro.
Yeah, like for as long as possible. So sorry, could you just repeat that?
Under no circumstances, there any way that any jeans I put on don't look like skinny jeans. They may have a more tapered bottom depending on the cut, but no matter what, my thighs, size a million, my thighs are hugging the jeans. So
so stop bragging.
Well,
what's the problem?
Yeah, that's right. I killed it in the doctor's office today, and I'll kill it right now. For someone that just had a baby, my body's incredible. I didn't have a baby.
You know, and I've said this to you before, and you know it.
No, I thank God that I'm proportional. I thank God every day. My gratitude journal is thank God I'm proportional.
Sarah, you're not proportional. You're like slamming.
Even when I'm obese BMI.
Right, which BMI is fake.
Oh, I had to tell you about the moon mule too. Wait, Kelly wants to do an episode with us. So we were talking about Pisces shit, and then Kelly all of a sudden came out of nowhere and was like, you know, Sammy's sweetheart is a Pisces. And we were like, whoa. And so she started talking about in what ways Kelly started talking about in what ways Sammy's sweetheart was obviously during the entire Jersey Shore time was living this Pisces, outward Pisces life. Then it turns out she was rattling off every cast member's sun, moon, rising off the top of her head. That's why I said, Kelly, we could give Molly some deep relief here, whether it's a Patreon or public. If you want to come and talk on the podcast about Jersey Shore astrology, I think Molly would really have a lot of fun with you right now. So
yeah, you know, I'm
she would like to do that with us.
Sarah, I've got three different streams going on right now in Jersey Shore. Okay, I'm rewatching OG. I'm in the middle of season 5 of Family Vacation, and I'm keeping up with the current season when it airs.
Wait,
I'm in.
There's a current season?
Yes, I'm triple streaming it. It's called Jersey Shore Family Vacation, and it's still on TV as we speak. They went to Seaside last week, but the thing is, Sammy's back.
Oh, and even though, wow!
Yeah, they even though she sent me
Ronnie
a cameo.
Say that again.
When Jen and Melissa asked me to officiate their wedding, they did it via Sammy's sweetheart cameo.
Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
Can we put that on the Patreon? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we could. Oh, also, I need you to help me out because I think I need to put a little astrology into the mass, as it were.
I would love that. I was going to send me their info. I actually think I might have their info. But I'll double check. But I would love that. I would love that. Yeah. I really love them as a couple. Like, I sometimes feel embarrassed because I feel like I overlove them a little bit. Like, you know, when you have like friends of friends and you're like, we're all friends. The way I feel about them a little bit is that they're like, yeah, but we're Molly's friends. And I'm like, but I like,
you know,
love
what?
Them. I love them.
You just gave me such a good thing to put into the what I'm going to say, because all of my friends overlove them. Like,
no, they're so awesome.
Yeah. That's a good thing to say. Like, everybody who I have introduced them to becomes obsessed with them.
Like, straight up. Like, no, I have children. Look at my arm. Hold on. Look at my arm. Can you see the goosebumps, please? No, I'm literally like taken over by spirit. Like, no, I love them. And like, sometimes I'm like, I want to just be like, hey, Jen, like, not to bother you, but like your post, you know, like I feel like they're celebrities to me, even though like they're just like your homies. But like, I think they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And their love, actually, like you and Nick, I feel that there's very few couples where I'm like, I believe in love.
Right.
You and Nick are one. Melissa and Jen, like, I just think they really love each other. Like,
yeah, over,
like I, it's just so crystal clear, and it gives me so much hope.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sentiment. I'm going to just transcribe that and put it into what I'm saying about them.
No need to transcribe. AI is doing it for us. I'll send
you.
Oh,
my God. We love you, Fathom Note Taker.
Thank you, Fathom.
Join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrash. podcast.
And I want to say that again, if you're a patron, I apologize in advance. Like, I know that maybe like I keep promising like once a week a private episode. Yes, hypothetically, that's what we're doing.
Say,
but also,
don't say this.
Yeah, but that's
this
what I'm saying. I want to say I'm
form of radio. Don't say it.
Okay, I want to say I just join if you want to support us. Is all I'm
saying. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Like we're not promising you anything special other than sometimes bonus episodes, but like we do need your support to keep this going because Molly actually does have a baby now and I'm an adult baby. So we need like to get me out of the house and to get Daphne into private school. So come on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's all there is to it. Yeah. We'll be back later this week when I will be in America.
I can't wait. Are you want to go me in America? Also, side note, how good did Rita Moreno look at the Oscars?
Oh, she looked so good.
There's hope.
She looked so amazing re-wearing her dress from the 60s. But also, I was like, that is Almond Mom to a T.
Well, I was thinking that too. I was like, this is your nightmare in terms of like, I wore my wedding dress again when I was 90. And it's like, okay, yeah, because you're a shriveling bitch. Relax.
Right. Like, congrats. You haven't eaten since the 60s.
Yeah,
like,
cool. You're aging.
But it was cool. She looked amazing.
I guess real quick, because we're not going to do a full episode on it. Last thing, any quick Oscar takes?
No, I really didn't watch it. I didn't see any of the movies this year. The movie theater experience is Babelist. Michelle Collins came up with that when I was talking to her about it.
Babelist?
You can't bring babies to a movie theater.
Oh, yeah. But I do. When you introduced to me the idea of like mom and baby screenings, I thought that was genius.
It is genius, but it starts at 10 a.m. And like who's getting out of the house?
Yeah,
that's actually the baby.
That's almost pandering. That's almost like not pandering. What's the word? Like it's like smearing your face and shit.
Yeah. Do you like, hear this little girl?
Say, give her the mic. Oh, my God. She just grabbed the mic.
Aw, she just looked like me. I love when that happens.
The birth of
a
Nepo baby. Do you think she looks like Nick?
Oh, yeah. Especially when she was first born, she was like clone of him.
Yo, Casey Balsham posted the funniest fucking reel the other day. There's that song that's, I can't remember it now, but like there's some Instagram thing going around where it's like, why did I do this work for kind of song? And she's like, when you do like five rounds of IVF, blah, 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 blah. And then you have a baby, blah, 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 labor sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, and she looks exactly like your husband. And she's like, what did I do this for?
I know. And you just are like, oh, really? Fuck. Not even a little bit like me? Not even my hair color? Oh, man. But then they morph. And now she is starting
to
look,
morph.
She is starting to look more and more like me.
Not only do they morph, but Nick is hot. So either way, you're all good.
I know. And like, he is like very manly, so I was like, oh, what would a girl version of Nick look like? But his nieces
get him a wig, get him extensions, let's try them all out.
His nieces are like very feminine and like cute, so I'm not too worried about that. Now, knock on wood, I jinxed it. Now she's gonna be
if
like,
if you look super manly, that's okay too, Dad.
I know it is okay. It really is okay. And I'm like, I am trying to make sure that I have baby pictures of her in clothes that are across the gender spectrum because
whatever's fine.
Yeah, because when she gets older, I don't want her, if she does decide that she's gender non-conforming, then I don't want her to have dysphoria when she looks at her baby pictures. Do you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, Myra Armour may have done a few things right, and one of those is that when I was a baby, all I wore was black. I only wore black.
Oh, that's chic.
And as a result, I think as an adult, I still only wear black. But if I was gender nonconforming in whatever way, it'd be like, it'd still be black.
I have a black jammy of shame that I put her in when she goes out in public and poops her clothes. It's called the black jammy of shame. Actually, she grew out of it. I need another one.
No, okay. When you're here,
it's like her scarlet letter if she poops her pants.
Yeah, I'm happy to send you a shame jammy. That would be my, also when we get off, text me when you're going to be here because I would love to see you before I go back to Florida. And also, did you listen to the Ariana album? Listen on the plane because I'd like to talk about it next app or on the Patreon.
Okay. I've been getting into the new Kanye West album.
I haven't listened at all.
I can't quit him, you know?
Did you see that Northwest is putting out her first album?
Good.
Elementary
I'm glad.
School. Did you see the name though? Elementary school dropout. I'm dead. I love it.
I love her
song. I love it.
It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Don't try to test me. Just bless me. I sing it all the time. It's terrible. Wait, I have one last thing to say.
Yeah, do it.
And then we actually do have to hang up.
Yeah.
The founder of the American Graphics Institution analyzed Kate Middleton's fake photo with forensic software and found signs of cloning where a face is taken from another picture and attached to another. So but we knew that. I mean, that was so obvious.
Yeah, but it's not the one that everybody thought it was. Let's actually all try, like, it's Scholastic, but Planet Earth is your playground. Where's the face that she stole?
It's probably just another one from
that day,
collection.
From that fucking day.
Yeah, or from a different day. But I think the darkness and the shadowiness around her head is a dead giveaway that it could be from a completely different year. You know what I mean? Like the fact that and also little, what's his face? George, his forearm is so long. I don't think it was just one from that day because I think.
No, I think she was like, look, I'm fucking on painkillers. I got a colon bag attached to my midsection. I'm going to fucking start from scratch. And then she was like, give me the background. Give me a good pic of me. Give me a good pic of the kids. They're all facing forward. Okay, send. And then I think she actually just tried to have a creative exercise like I do when I make my songs, you know?
Also, the fact that she did look perfect and exactly like herself is more of a dead giveaway. Like,
this is not recent. You're in healing for 9 months.
Right, like, we're supposed to believe that you're, which right, I do believe
it. She should have done
it.
Something from the hospital bed with all three kids. Try, Photoshop that, baby.
Right, something real, something relatable. Like, you are recovering from surgery. So are so many people. And wouldn't
totally
they feel...
okay. That's totally okay, Kate.
Right, like, honestly, her walking out of the hospital with a little pregnancy belly, every postpartum belly every time.
What a relief.
So affirming and permission giving. And
even
yes,
for the people that haven't had babies.
Right. And right. Even if she had makeup and a blowout, we all knew that, but it was great to see a real postpartum body. And I had never seen that before in my life until she did that. So,
and also if
why not do that again?
And get real, everybody. If you had the resources postpartum before you stepped out to get a blowout, you would.
I did a full face of makeup.
Duh. Who wouldn't? You know, so I just get that completely. Yeah, I just think like, I guess I stand by my original claim. I hope she's on big time painkillers and that is what is causing her flub in judgment. Because otherwise, as a Cancer Capricorn Leo rising, like, but that's the Leo rising though, where she's like, I just want to play with Photoshop. But it's like, but don't fucking be like a liar about it. Come on.
Right. Also, as a Capricorn, I have to say, I also completely relate to the relentless pursuit of perfection to your own detriment. I've spent so many hours and so much money in the hair salon this month. I've been in there.
Yes, literally, though. And it looks really good now, though. It was worth
it.
You look so good.
Thank you. Four
markedly
times I went.
Better. No, markedly better than last episode.
Yeah, four times I went to three different salons for hours. The money I spent, the time I spent, because I just, and everyone I was talking to, my mom, my sister, my husband, they're like, Molly, no one gives a shit about your hair.
I give a shit.
Thank you.
Hello. Look, as a Capricorn moon, so it's not my outward appearance, but everybody wants to talk to me about my business and my this. The moon rules, they continue to be so fucking affirming and healing, and yet and still, they aren't like revenue producing, but it's like, it's because it's not perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not going to move forward with a big plan, especially because of the astrology, until I feel in my whole entire body, not even a slight fuck no. Unless it's a full fuck yes, it's a fuck no.
Love that.
But the thing that is fuck yes about my life is the Space Trash Podcast. And the Patreon. So join the Patreon. Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast. Support your girls.
Yeah, come on. Please.
And also just like give us some good reviews, not bad reviews. I feel like I've been getting really bad reviews lately. Everyone's like, Sarah sucks. She's burning my eardrums. It's like, hey, look, I'm sorry you're in love with me. I'm sorry you're in love with me, but
jealousy is a disease, to which I say, get well soon.
Oh, but wait, also real quick, you know what comes out on Friday?
What?
Lilo's
Irish Wish.
We have to. I can't wait.
What color would you say my hair is right now?
Blonde.
Really? It's blonde. It's not strawberry blonde.
Well, I mean, it's Strawberry Blonde. Strawberry Blonde's not in my, like, it's
lexicon.
Not like, in, yeah, it's not in the first draft. It's in the second, like, what's the word?
Drawer.
Not arsenal. Yeah, it's in the second drawer. Like, in terms of just, you're blonde, but in terms of what kind of blonde, you're Strawberry Blonde. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I think it looks really good. And I also want to shout out Cillian Murphy for being the first Irishman to win a Best Actor Award.
Actor. Yeah, really cool. Good for him.
Meet him. He lives there.
I'm going to try. I'm applying to go to Barry Keoghan's acting school in Dublin.
No, I love that for us. And, like, I'm sort of, it's not that I'm a hanger-oner as much as, like, I am just, like, a status fucker. And, like, yeah, if you could get into Barry Keoghan's school, I'll come and shoot whatever short with you and you can just teach me whatever you learned, you know?
All right, cool. We need a good script first, though. I've never had a good time writing shorts. It's very hard.
Okay. Let's put it on the list of things that we may be able to break through in 2024. Because actually, for the record, the new year was January, blah, 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 blah. But the astrological new year actually starts on March 19th when the sun ingresses into Aries and we have the equinox. So right now we're ending the year.
All right. I'm going to egress. Because I need to feed my baby.
I was trying to think of like a funny name. Egress out of here. Oh, I don't even know. The hair looks great.
I know.
And
I was
so
trying to like egress out, bitches, but that doesn't work either.
I was trying to think of something, right? Like, what was the succession? Egression. Thanks for listening. And Kate is fine. She's just on drugs doing Photoshop.
Yes, it's the most believable thing ever.
It is genuinely so believable.
I don't know why it's so hard for people to believe.
And also, fuck anybody making this about Rose Hanbury. She ain't got nothing on Kate.
Yeah, not a damn thing.
Not a fucking thing. Bye-bye-bye-bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.